This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, May 7th, 2018. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official sponsor of Full Figure Fashion Week Media Day at the 10th anniversary of Full Figure Fashion Week taking place in New York City on June 18th through the 23rd. You can read more about it on the blog at ShaniceLewisShow.com. And for more information about Full Figure Fashion Week, visit FFFweek.com. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show's iTunes on iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have three very special guests. Triona, Mikhail, and Velvet together make up 3P Consultants, sharing 15 years of broad range experience. The company specializes in management and consulting for plus entertainers, influencers, and models with an ever-growing and diverse roster. 3P's core principles, plan, pursue, and prosper, are at the forefront of everything they do. The company promises to provide the highest quality service, dopest projects, unprecedented programs, and extraordinary events that break down barriers, shatter stereotypes, and defines her story. 3P Consultants Group's event, Essence of Curves, will premiere this summer in New Orleans, which we are going to learn more about today. Let's welcome 3P Consultants to the show. Hi, are you there?
Hello.
Now, is this everybody?
This is Tree and Velvet.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to learn about your company and all the exciting things you have going on. So let's start from the very beginning. Tell me a little bit about your backgrounds and what did you do professionally before even starting 3P Consultants?
Well, first of all, Shanice, we want to thank you for having us on your show. We really appreciate it, and just thank you for having us on your platform.
Thank you.
And so 3P Consultants, like you said, is all three of us came together and to create 3P Consultants. Prior to us coming and doing 3P Consultants, I'm Tree, and my wife, who is Velvet, our chef Velvet, is a celebrity chef. And so she needed a manager, and so I kind of fell into managing her. She has chefs for great people as in Common. She's a chef for Erykah Badu and other people. So she needed a manager, and so I kind of fell into management like that. we say by mistake, but of course it was in divine order.
Nice. So then how did you first learn about and get into the plus community?
Can you say it one more time? Repeat it for me.
How did you first learn about and get involved in the plus community?
Okay. So Chef Velvet is known as a curvy vegan chef, and oftentimes you see vegan chefs and they're like really slender, and so that's how we got involved. We're like, well, this is a curvy vegan chef. What about other curvy people in other industries that are not getting the attention that they deserve? So that's how we got into the curvy industry.
So how did the initial concept come about to create your company?
Again, so Mikhail and I are sorority sisters, and so she had a nonprofit, and I had a nonprofit, and so we came together because we're going to do this big nonprofit event that we worked on, and we thought about if we can do this for us and put our project on a platform. Again, what about people who are not getting their projects heard, their events heard? Or, you know, they're a curvy plus person that feel like they're not getting the attention that they deserve. Why not reach out and try to help curb the curvy plus industry? for me, it goes back to when I was a child, you know, being the only plus size person in my family, the only dark skinned person in my family, feeling like the outcast or the black sheep, for lack of a better term. And so learning how to love myself and my own skin. And so our company is for those who, we don't have to have people that are well known in the industry. We'll take on someone that is on the ground level, on the ground floor, they're working for themselves and they feel like they just need a team behind them. And so that's how we kind of got into doing the plus size industry and helping our clients.
Now, did you have any obstacles getting the company started and off the ground?
Did we? We had, yes, a lot of obstacles. And really, we say obstacles, we call them opportunities. So we had, you know, people not knowing, well, are you a management team or are you a modeling agency? Or, you know, not people not believing in not only our message but also our clients, because again, you know, curvy plus, even though we hear a lot of curvy plus now, it's still not as easy as one may think to get into this industry or even to present our clients to you know, for a modeling contract or to host a show or social media, whatever it is. So we've had obstacles, definitely. And even, you know, starting a business is hard. Some of us left six-figure jobs to do this and go for something that we love. So it's all around, you know, it can be difficult, but if you have faith and you have a plan, of course, like you say, plan, pursue, prosper. If you have a faith and a plan, you can make it.
And, you know, another reason I ask that question is because sometimes people feel when they try to get into this industry, it's so cliquish that sometimes it's hard to break through the click. Have you experienced that?
That is so true.
Absolutely. This is Velvet. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we want to do. We want to empower people in the plus size community, or just curvy people in general. Like Tree said, me being a curvy chef and vegan and everybody else around is so slender, it's the same thing. You run into cliques. And that's the thing that we wanted to kind of get people out of. In fact, when we talk to our clients, we let them know it's not about who you know or cliques. We're about pushing each other and motivating each other. That's why our boss panel is called Who's Up Next? Because, you know, you keep with these cliques, you keep getting the same faces, the same people. And, I mean, at some point it has to stop, you know, and so that's where we come in. We draw the line.
And so how many people do you currently represent, and who are some of the names we might know of?
So 3P is kind of moving into a consulting, not just fully management, but a consulting agency where we consult, because everybody doesn't need a manager. And so, and sometimes when you hear manager, it becomes overwhelming because you feel like that person is going to take over your life. And in essence, they kind of do. But so we're moving into just a consulting, not just, but a consulting firm. And we have several clients. We have a VTG roster, which is called a virtual talent group. And these people are either they're looking to be models, or they're looking into being hosts, or again, social media people, acting. We've had several of our clients that we were able to get on TV One for different shows. We've had one of our clients actually is going to be on Greenleaf. We have another client that's going to be on Superfly, the new movie. Actually, she and her brother are going to be on Superfly. We sent them out on that call. And so we just empower people, because these are the calls, these are acting calls that go out, and they would have never gone out on these calls, you know, if we didn't push them. Because it's like, oh, can I make it? Again, I'm curvy, I'm plus, I'm this, I'm that. And I'm like, forget everything that you feel like you don't have. What about who you are and what you do have? Go for it. And they are so excited, especially when they get that first check. They're so excited that they had, you know, that they took that leap of faith. Akilah Benjamin is one of our clients who is the fuller side of things. And when I tell you this, she is a beast in her own right. She came to us. She already, was working, doing social media correspondent, and she just wanted to do more. And as us working together, we have collectively have helped each other, you know, go to that next level. And she, she did Amber Rose Slut Walk last year, and she did a four-figure fashion week, the Curvy Fashionistas event last year. She's everywhere, and she is definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Nice. So, like, your roster would currently be, like, 10 people or more or less?
Oh, I would say about 20 people, but again, they're not all managing clients. They are the VTG, our consultants. We have one client called the Credit Beast. She's Curvy Plus, and she is known as, completing and fixing celebrity clients, and now she has extended that to other people as well. And she literally is a beast at what she does. She goes out, she helps you increase your credit score, but not only that, also helping you to keep your credit high, and then also helping you to get financing to start a business. She just wrote a book called How to Get an 800 Credit Score for Rookies.
Nice. So when you manage somebody, what specific services do you provide to your clients?
Counseling. It seems like that. As a manager, you are a counselor, you're a mother, you are a, for lack of a better word, disciplinary, like you're everything. You literally kind of take over someone's life. And if you're not ready for that, I always say don't try to get a manager. We help with, first of all, building that foundation. Oftentimes people just want to go out there and start, but they don't have that foundation built. They may not have a press kit or a media kit. They may not have a bio written, and they may not have a website. They may not have even a social media or a logo. So we have to make sure they have that foundation, and that's when we go into the consulting piece. You have to have that foundation. People have to know how to find you. People have to know, where to find you, how to look for you, all of that information, hashtags. And then also we help with getting bookings and then completing the bookings, looking over the contract. So often, people might start doing a job or they're so excited because someone called them and they don't look into the contract thoroughly. Or it's especially with Instagram right now. People just get so excited that they see, a name that they may see on TV, but it's really, they have to, if you read the fine print, they're not connected to that person. So we really help people with contract negotiations, and then also fee negotiations. Charge what you're worth. We always tell our clients, charge what you're worth. So many people undercut their prices because they feel like they're not worth it. So we help to build that self-esteem and let you know you're worth this price. Ask for it unapologetically.
Nice. So do you work like an agency and take a percentage from bookings, or do you have fee-based for your services?
So it all depends on what kind of client they are to us. If we are a full-time management of yours, we have a percentage. If you're VTG, then it's just a strict, a flat fee, a very minimal fee, actually. We do not get, for the people that we got booked in, those TV shows, we did not take a percentage of that check. That money was all theirs.
Nice. So now it's time to talk about the main event. The essence of Curve. Now, if somebody is listening, you're right. So if somebody is listening and hadn't heard about this event, tell me, give me the spiel.
Wow. So Essence of Curve is a Curvy Plus fashion review and Curvy Boss panel. And what that is we are taking over New Orleans. It's a takeover, in essence. It's a takeover. And so we have over 10 designers. We have over 100 models gracing the runway. It's going to be all things New Orleans, bounce music. It's going to have, shopping experience. We have some celebrities who will also be in attendance that we can't name now, but we can name later. We have, it's going to be an amazing experience. It's going to be a fashion show like you've never seen. What makes it different and sets it apart is almost your question that you asked earlier about what about, you know, the clicks. So often when we went on our 10 city model call search, we just picked the models that that we thought would be great for the show. It wasn't who you knew. It wasn't because you walked in 20 shows prior. Some of these models, it's their first time walking the runway. They are nervous, but they are ready. They're practicing once a month, twice a month, and they are getting it together.
Nice, nice. Now, is this your first event in New Orleans, or have you done things in New Orleans before?
This is our first event in New Orleans, yes.
Nice. Now, tell me, who are the sponsors for this year's event?
So we have amazing sponsors. We have Big Fig Mattress. We also have MVP Collections, Movon with MVP Collections. We have the Credit Beast. Is one of our sponsors. Alter Ego is one of our sponsors. And and Styles Over Fashion is one of our sponsors.
Now, I thought this event was just one day, but you added another day to the schedule of events today?
We did. Actually, the Curvy Boss panel, we moved it to the 6th at the Marriott in Metairie. Originally, the Curvy Boss panel was part of the event on the 7th, but the event on the 7th, the fashion show needs a day of its own, period. So we had to move the panel on the 6th and in Metairie, yep.
So Saturday, is the time frame still the same, even though the panel is moved?
Yes, because we also have, like I said, the shopping. So the doors will open for the shopping at 11, and then we have a VIP reception at 1 to 2:30, I believe it is, a VIP reception, and the event starts at 3.
Now, how much are the tickets?
So if you are VIP tickets are $100, and if anyone needs a coupon code, they can always DM us for coupon codes. We are giving out coupon codes if anyone needs one. And then also for general admission, it's $60, which gets you into the the event on the 6th and the 7th.
Oh, nice. So I heard you mention that you had a 10-city model search, looking for models for the show. So with the models that you selected, are there industry standard models, or are you using a wider size range?
A wider size range. That's so funny you asked that, because we were receiving so many emails and DMs, you know, I'm not tall, or I'm only this size, or I'm only this, can I come and try out? And we were like, yeah, come and try out. And when they make it, there was one call in Charlotte. It was Charlotte our first call? I believe it was our first call in Charlotte. And actually, we picked every model that came out to the Charlotte call. And it's on our Instagram page. They were crying because they made this call. And so it's just much more to us than a fashion show. It's an experience. It's a life-changing experience for some of the women and men that are in the show. Not only did we do the 10-city model search, we also did online. We also picked several models from online selection as well.
And so since you're using a wide range of models, it's more just about plus-size fashion. You're really trying to promote body positivity as well.
Absolutely. That's really the main thing, because even interacting with a lot of the models that we've selected and the clients that we have with the VTG, when we talk to these women and we hear what people may not ever know, we hear their stories, we hear their struggles, we hear how I'm a mom with 6 kids and it's always been my dream to walk on do a fashion show. We hear about women who have survived abusive relationships. I mean, just incredible stories, deadly diseases, literally. And so it's almost, for us, it's empowering them, but it also empowers us to know that we're involved in and bringing a collective group of people together and allowing them to fulfill their dreams. So we're excited about that.
Awesome. Now, do you have a block of rooms at the Roosevelt Hotel, or are they all sold out at that hotel?
Roosevelt, I believe, well, they were sold out, but I think they may have opened up more rooms. But we don't have a block at the Roosevelt. We actually had a block at the Marriott, which is all sold out at this point.
All right. So if you're listening and need a room, you kind of out of luck right now for the most part.
Yes. Unless you DM us, you know, things happen, DM us. But right now, I don't want to put out there that we have a room block and 30 people emailed us. But just if you are interested, you can always DM us. And if something happens or someone is unable to come, we would definitely, you know, look out.
Right. And, you know, you got to take into consideration this is happening during the Essence Festival weekend. So I think almost every room, not only in New Orleans, but the surrounding area is going to be booked out eventually, if not already.
Definitely.
So will this be an annual event, or you don't know yet?
We don't know yet. Velvet definitely wants it to be an annual event, and we're definitely thinking about it, but we're not 100% sure just yet. Let us get through this year.
Right. So what is your ultimate goal with your company? You're doing events, you're working with people, but ultimately, what would you like to accomplish?
We would like to accomplish making Curvy Plus, men and women, putting them in the mainstream, whatever that is, whatever direction that is, whether it's acting, singing. We have a huge event that we'll be announcing at Essence of Curves that is next, that we're working on next, so stay tuned. But we will. Our goal is to putting Curvy Plus people in mainstream media and letting them know that you are enough just the way that you are.
Awesome. So, will you even be able to partake in the Essence Festival festivities? Are you going to go to a concert, or are you just going to be working the whole weekend?
So we have an amazing team, Kenyatta, Reggie, and Tierney. And so our goal is so that we can enjoy this weekend, enjoy the event. So many times you have an event and you can't enjoy it. You don't even get to see it. But
our amazing
team that we have put together, I think we're going to be able to enjoy it. A little bit of it anyway.
So you're going to at least try and hit Bourbon Street.
Definitely. Because we're right there. You know, the water is right there on Canal, right across from Bourbon. So, yeah.
So, do you have anything else happening that we should be on the lookout for that you can talk about? I know you said the next event is in the works and you don't want to give that away, but anything else that we need to be watching for?
Well, two of our partners, business partners, Velvet and Mikhail, both have books coming out. So you can be on the lookout for that on our social media channels. And then we also, Velvet just launched her Veltree vegan line that's available on Amazon and Veltree.shop. And then also we are partnering or working with one of our clients, Akilah Benjamin, on her network event. So you can also find the information on our Instagram channels. And then, the larger events that we're working on for 2019, we will be announcing at Essence of Curves.
Nice. Now, do you have an official website for your company or just the event right now?
For just the event right now, and then our social media handles.
And tell us all the handles and the official website.
EssenceOfCurves.com is the website, EssenceOfCurves.com, which is also one of our Instagrams, at Essence of Curves. And then our other Instagram is at 3P Consulting Group.
Well, awesome. Well, I definitely wish you success with your event. I'm sorry I couldn't be a part of it, but I, you know, have the natural hair thing going on. But you definitely have my support. Yeah. And so you definitely have my support. I'm going to try and make it Friday, though. I don't have the event on Friday, just Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to try and come out Friday.
It's like,
yes. So continued success. I can't wait to hear what you have coming up next. And just congratulations on a fabulous start to your company.
Thank you so much. Again, thank you so much for having us. We thoroughly enjoyed this interview, and thank you so much for sharing your platform with us.
Anytime. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
And bye-bye. And thank you to my guest this evening on the show, 3P Consultants. Make sure if you are in New Orleans during July 7th that you check out the Essence of Curves fashion show. And I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.